From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Speer. A tsunami in the Southwest Pacific has damaged resorts and villages in American and Western Samoa, and there are unconfirmed reports of a number of deaths there. NPR's Noel Greenfield-Boyce reports.
The preliminary magnitude of this earthquake was 8.0. Scientists believe it occurred about 11 miles beneath the seafloor. It caused a wave that swept through nearby islands. Some areas reported waves of more than 10 feet. Stuart Sipkin is a geophysicist with the USGS National Earthquake Information Center. He says most earthquakes in this region occur at the Tonga Trench, where the Pacific Plate is being pushed beneath the Australian Plate. This one happened farther out to sea.
This earthquake is unusual in that it happened out actually in the Pacific Plate.
The Pacific Plate gets bent as it's being forced under the Australian Plate. He says this earthquake occurred as a result of that bending. Nell Greenfield-Boyce, NPR News.
The Denver area man accused of plotting to carry out a terror attack using homemade bombs has pleaded not guilty in federal court in Brooklyn today. Najibullah Zazi was ordered held without bail following his plea. Prosecutors contend that Zazi and a group of co-conspirators purchased various chemicals at Denver area beauty supply stores to be used for bomb making. Officials have said they also believe that Zazi had explosives training in an al-Qaeda camp in Pakistan. Authorities have claimed at least three other individuals were involved in an alleged effort to build bombs for a terror attack on New York, but have not revealed any names or the suspected individual's whereabouts. Members of the Senate Finance Committee voted down two amendments, both of which were aimed at adding a government-backed insurance option to a draft health care overhaul bill. More from NPR's Audie Cornish.
Head Democrat and Senate Finance Committee Chair Max Baucus joined Republicans and others in rejecting two proposals involving government-backed insurance plans. Baucus says including a public option in the health care overhaul package would prevent the bill from getting majority support in the Senate. The Senate finance draft would require all U.S. citizens to get insurance or face a penalty. It also proposes subsidies to those who can't afford it. In addition, the bill includes a provision barring insurers from dropping customers with pre-existing conditions. And this is not the last time lawmakers are expected to address the issue of a public option. House Democrats promised to include it in their proposal, and liberal Democrats in the Senate say they will introduce it again when debate reaches the floor. Audie Cornish, NPR News, the Capitol.
A massive recall today by Japanese automaker Toyota. The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration announced what is being described as the largest U.S. recall in the company's history, some 3.8 million cars and trucks. The recall is to deal with the possibility floor mats in the vehicle could become jammed under the vehicle's accelerator pedal. In August, an off-duty California state trooper and three members of his family were killed when the loaner car they were driving went out of control. On Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average fell 47 points today. The Nasdaq lost 7 points. The S&P 500 dropped 2 points. This is NPR. A federal judge today sentenced former Democratic fundraiser Norman Hsu to more than 24 years in prison for violating campaign finance laws. Prosecutors say Hsu obtained millions of dollars from investors by claiming that clothing or high-tech ventures would pay returns of 14% to 20%, while instead spending the money on himself in a decade-long Ponzi scheme that finally collapsed in 2007. Hsu's donations ultimately became an embarrassment for Hillary Clinton's presidential campaign. His arrest forced Clinton to return more than $800,000 from donors linked to Hsu. A military judge in California has dismissed murder charges against a Marine accused of killing an unarmed detainee in Iraq. NPR's Mandalito Barco reports.
Sergeant Jermaine Nelson was among three Marines accused of killing unarmed detainees they captured during house-to-house fighting in Fallujah in 2004. During his court-martial, Nelson reportedly agreed to plead guilty to dereliction of duty. Then the Camp Pendleton judge dismissed murder charges against the 28-year-old. In April, one of Nelson's squad mates was acquitted of the same charge by a military jury. And last year, their squad leader was acquitted of voluntary manslaughter in federal court. Nelson's lawyer told reporters the plea agreement means he won't be serving any prison time and he'll get an honorable discharge. Mandalit Del Barco, NPR News.
Federal Reserve is proposing new rules it says are aimed at helping protect consumers from sudden interest rate hikes on their credit cards. When the proposal is being put forth by the Fed, a provision that would bar rate increases on cards during the first year of an account. Another provision would require card companies to obtain a customer's consent before charging fees or transactions that exceed their credit limit. I'm Jack Speer, NPR News, in Washington.